And let's jump into the word of the Lord this morning. Put your hands together for Mum Neela this morning. Yes, you might. We're speaking on vision. Because yesterday, we had 185 leaders, workers, and volunteers here in the sanctuary. Come on, put your hands together for them. And we released vision. We released what we call the plan, the people, and the process for 2025. In February, we're going to have a volunteer Sunday, and if you want to volunteer to be a part of it, you can be a part of it. But we have over 200 and something leaders, workers, and volunteers in our church. And when we spoke about vision, we released this vision directive, which is found in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2. And it says, "Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that they may run who reads it. Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so that they may run who reads it." Vision is the bedrock of opportunity. Vision is the bedrock of opportunity. Because if we run with a vision, if we live within the power of the vision the Lord has set for us, it will provide us with a foundation to launch into every opportunity. It will provide us with direction to follow where the Lord wants us to go. It will provide us with the focus we need to capitalize on every opportunity. So vision is the bedrock of opportunity. If we are going to have, and our door is there in the corner, if we're going to see the Lord answer our prayers and take us to an opportunity that we need in 2025, you and I will need to focus our vision. Focus on where the Lord wants to take us. Because vision clarifies purpose. Clarifies your purpose. It provides, as we've said, direction. It inspires creativity and innovation. Creativity, because yesterday I was standing and one of the young men looked at my presentation and said, "No, Pastor," during the break. He said, "Pastor, this year I'm going to help you with your dashboards and all of these things. So when you stand up here again and you present to leaders and to the church, you will have information at your fingertips. It will look good." It inspires creativity when you have a vision. How do I innovate? How do I become better at what I do? How do I take my business from one level to the next? It inspires innovation. It also attracts resources. That's what vision will do for you. A compelling vision can attract the resources, the talent, the people, the support, providing the necessary fuel to pursue opportunities. Your vision will attract the resources you need for the opportunity the Lord is creating. Because the Lord says, "Behold, I've set before you an open door. No man can shut it." But if we live in the power of the vision, it says to us that the resources will come. So we need to grow ministry. What does it mean? It means, "Lord, send your sons from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Help us to attract souls into the kingdom." A vision as the bedrock of opportunity will build your confidence. It will build your confidence. It will boost you. It will motivate you. It will empower individuals. It will empower organizations to take the faith risk they need to get to their opportunity. It builds your confidence. It creates alignment. New Year's Eve, we spoke about the prophetic alignment. It creates alignment. We all see the same thing. We all understand the mission that the Lord is giving us. We all understand the vision we are trying to attain. It inspires action. It inspires action because you cannot say, "I have a vision," and then you sit still. You cannot say, "I know the door is open to me," and then I sit still. This week, I've been sharing with people the first devotion for Monday was Jeremiah 29, verse 11. The Lord says, "For I know the plans I think towards you." God has amazing plans. There are amazing opportunities waiting for us. But He invites you to participate in the plan. He invites you to partake of the plan. How does He invite you? If you read verse 12, verse 13, verse 14 of Jeremiah 29, He says, "If you seek me, you will find. You will find the plan. You will find the blessing of the plan." You can't sit and say the vision is there and we do nothing about it. Vision will guide your decision making. It means it has the power to help you make the right decision, choose the right direction, choose the alignment you need to go where you need to go. It will unlock your potential. It will unlock that which is on the inside of you to run fast, to run with accelerated pace, to run with the understanding of what the Lord has called me to. I say again, vision is the bedrock of opportunity. It's where opportunity is built from. Having a vision. That's why as a church, we have a vision. Connect to God. Connect to ministry. Connect to the world. It's a bedrock of every opportunity to get into the souls that the Lord wants for His kingdom. So vision is the bedrock of opportunity, and we get the directive that we are to make it plain and we are to run with it. The question is, what will opportunities look like when we have vision? What will it look like? It will look like new relationships, meeting of new minds, same like-minded people. Paul writes to us, says that you must have the same mind. You must not think of yourself too highly of others. Opportunity will bring you new people. Every ministry in this church, if our vision is being lived out, we will get new people. We'll get to have new relationships. I said to a family, and I've said this a couple of times here from the pulpit, when we meet new people this year, it is their opportunity to meet the blessing that you are. It is their opportunity to step into a relationship with a God-minded person that will take them and show them something different than what the world has done. Opportunities will look like career advancement. When you have a strong vision, it will look like promotion. It will look like increase. It will look like new business ventures. It will look like new opportunities for growth in your career. It will look like increased responsibilities. Because the higher you go, the greater the responsibility. That's what opportunity will look like. It will look like personal growth, financial opportunities. It will look like innovative ideas, networking and partnerships, education and training. It will look like you having spiritual growth in the areas you've always asked for. Vision is the bedrock of opportunity, and the opportunities that you will find is greater than you could ever think. There's two people I want to talk about very quickly. One is the name of Musa Wenkosi Buthelezi, the top performing matriculant in Gauteng. Do you know where he's from? Can I say it? Kwatema. That's where he's from. But listen to his story. Listen to his story. He lives in an RDP with 10 people. When he had to study at night, and sometimes he couldn't study. He's the top performing matriculant student in Gauteng. The first time a township school produced a top performing student. The first time. Then there's a man by the name of Songezo Mtati, Woma High School in Port Elizabeth, a township. You went to that school, there was no pure maths. None of the students want to take pure maths. For the first time in all of that school's career, because of his innovation, because of his vision, they had 100% pass mark for pure maths. in matric. What does it mean? It means if you have a vision, the Lord creates opportunity, not just for you, but for others. Because these youngsters that never wanted to take maths have now a career opportunity ahead of them, beyond their understanding. So when we have a vision, it tells us that we are opening the door for many others. Your vision is not just for yourself, for you and your family, for this church. The vision goes beyond. The vision touches multiple layers of people that need the opportunity to see what the Lord will do. So when we talk of vision, when we talk of where God is taking us to, we must understand that vision is the bedrock of everything that we need. You must have a vision for your life. You must have a vision for your family. You must have a vision for your career. You must have a vision for your business. You must have a vision for even your ministry. If we go further than the directive, it asks, what does vision need? The leader saw this yesterday. Vision needs a visionary. A visionary. How many heads of homes do we have here this morning? You are the head of your home. You can be male or you can be female. You're the head of your home. Vision needs you to be the visionary. Vision needs you to see. Vision needs you to birth the vision. Vision needs you to teach the vision. Vision needs you to live the vision. You can't say to your children, we want to do X, Y, and Z in life, but you don't live it. We can't say to our children, I want you to go to through matric and then to university and then all of those things, but then you are still happy with just your certificate you got from high school. What does that mean? We live the vision. You can't say to your children, I want you to read, but then mommy and daddy never reads. Vision is a lifestyle. We live the vision. We understand what the Lord has placed us in. We understand what the Lord wants us to do and to get us to a higher place. So vision needs visionaries. May every head of home in 2025 become a great visionary. May you understand what the Lord is calling you to. And may you go further than you could ever imagine. Vision needs vision carriers. Those who hear the vision, those who catches the vision, those who uphold the vision, those who work the vision. Not everybody in your home can be the visionary. If you're the head of the home, you are the visionary. Your son will one day be his own visionary. Your daughter will one day be her own visionary. But whilst you are in my home, you work the vision. You work towards the vision. You understand that you must catch what we want to do. As a church, we work the vision. The leaders, the workers, the volunteers, we work the vision of the church. All of us. That's why when we introduce Bishop and Mam Nila, we will say the visionaries of Siloam. Because they saw, they birthed, they taught, and they lived. That's why we have to carry. So vision needs visionaries, but vision also needs carriers. Carriers of the vision. Wherever you release your sons and daughters into the world, they must carry the vision. They must understand, if the Lord redeemed us as a family when you were in my home, and the Lord redeemed us, and the Lord changed our trajectory, and the Lord changed and broke our paradigms and our framework, when you leave my home, you must carry the vision that is greater than your present situation, greater than where your family is. You need to carry a vision that will be a legacy, creating vision that where you go, you will see the opportunities. Excuse me. Because vision needs people that can work it. I said to the leaders yesterday, how do we work the vision of the church? You work by showing up. You work by showing up. I'm excited that in January, we always have full house. Full house. There needs to be a full house every Sunday. How do you work the vision? You show up. You make yourself available. You submit yourself. You yield yourself. You understand what the Lord is wanting to do in and through you, and you pursue with us. There's a common vision. And the common vision is one that propels the church. A common vision is a church united, becoming an unstoppable force for God's kingdom. That's what the Lord wants to do with Siloam, for us to become an unstoppable force. An unstoppable force to go into the world and to go and work the kingdom and the gospel, and making sure that sons and daughters are released from a life of sin, are released from a life of struggle, are released from a life of despair and death. We must become an unstoppable force. When leaders, workers, and volunteers align their hearts and efforts with God's purpose, the church becomes a beacon of hope, transformation, and love. On our holiday, we were at the southeasternmost tip of Africa. And right there, the southeasternmost tip of Africa is a lighthouse, a beautiful lighthouse. Over 200 and something stairs you climb to get to the top. And I asked them, when we were right at the top, I asked the guy that was taking us up, does it still work? He says, yes, it still works. The morning we left to come back home, it was around 4 o'clock in the morning, and you could see this beautiful bright light going like that, spreading out, making sure that if there are boats, if there are people on the water, they would know that you are not lost. You can still find your direction. You will not hit the rocks. You will not come too close and be shipwrecked. Church is a beacon of hope. We are a lighthouse. Not just here in Brakpan, but we are a lighthouse. The light must shine. The light must go into every corner. You see, that thing that the lighthouse, it turns 360 degrees. It shows all around. It makes people understand even how dark the night may be, how difficult the storms may be. When you see the lighthouse, you have a direction you can follow. You have safety you can go to. A shared vision is not just a goal. It's a divine calling that connects us to something greater than ourselves. You are part of this ministry, yes. We love you being in this ministry. We thank you for your support. We thank you for encouragement. But everything we do is greater than ourselves. We're not doing this to have a great name, just a great name. We're not just doing this to look like we are a church, you know, that's dynamic and we share our platform and we do all of these mighty things. No, we're doing it because we understand that we're doing it because there's something greater than ourselves. And our vision, for those of you that have never seen it, our vision is very clear. It says we connect to God, connect to ministry, connect to the world. Our group vision is to inspire destiny, to empower lives, to transform generationally. When you walk in here, your life must change. You must change for the better. In this atmosphere, you must be empowered to see beyond your struggles and your troubles. And you must say, there is a God in heaven. There are a people of God that open their arms to me, and they are staking me into the places I've never been. Inspire destiny, empower lives, transform generation. We fulfill the purposes of God. We have values that we have to live out. We say to you that in this church, we are the one new man in Christ culture. We don't see race. We don't see color. We don't think of you because of where you come from. We say we are one new man in Christ. We're a house of empowerment. We believe in pastoral care. Your pastors must know you. Your pastors must take care of you. Your pastors should be in your life. You should reach out to a pastor when you need help. And not just help, but when you want to celebrate. I'm so happy that people are sending me messages when it's time to celebrate. Because then we can pray together. Then I can send a declaration. Then I can say the Lord will do greater for you. So we want to be in your life. You need a pastor. You need a shepherd. We are a multi-generational church built on various life stages. For every person in this church, you belong here. Whether you are 104 or you are 4 months old, you belong here. There is a place for you in this church. Our theme, as we have been saying, comes from Revelation 3 and verse 8. Look, I've put an open door in front of you. No one can shut it. It means it's the year of opportunity. We read this yesterday to our leaders. Lyndon B. Johnson, a former president of America, said, we must open the doors of opportunity, but we must also equip our people to walk through those doors. So when we make altar calls, and we say we're praying now for healing, it means that the man and the woman of God that lays their hands on you, then they anoint you, and when they pray for you, they're helping you walk through the door. You see, the door is open, but we can't force you through the door. The opportunities the Lord are creating, but we can't help you in terms of you making up your decision that you want to participate. God gives us the opportunity. You can change the slide, guys. We're on to the people of Silent Brakpan. I'm laying the foundation because we want you to partner with us. The people of Silent Brakpan, in terms of what we have on database, is 3,263 people. If I look around now, is there 3,263 people here? No. If one of the things we want is for people to understand that you are part of a great church. Again, if you look at our stats, the female population is over 2,000. The male population is 1,000. So if we were that kind of church, we could have had two wives each. If we were, I said, I'm saying we are. We are not that kind of church. You are not just a number. Please, when we look at you, we don't just see a statistic. We don't just tick the register. You are part of the move of God. You are part of what the Lord wants to do in this house. You are part of the extension of the kingdom. You are important to this ministry. You are important. And I want to say this, because sometimes we misconstrue what the church is speaking about and when we do things. You are not just important because you bring tithes and offering. You are important because we're advancing the kingdom. You are important because you believe that this is the place where you belong. And when we go further to that, and we look at just the stretch goals that we have, I want to show you what our Sunday attendance looked like in 2024. Can we go to the stretch goals, guys? Thank you. If you look at our Sunday attendance in 2023, we've just come out of recovering from COVID. And I'll never forget, Pastor Nino and I, we always speak about this. 2020. March, the last Sunday before the church closed, for the lockdown. We were over 2,000, I think 400 and something adults on that Sunday morning. And the next Sunday we were nowhere. And we struggled. We struggled. We worked. So we are seeing an uptick. 2023, the average was 1,000. 2024, the average has been 1,200. Now for 2025, we're saying we want 2,000 people. Only Tamara said amen. Listen, vision requires goal setting. You can't think up a nice vision, but you don't put a goal to it in terms of measuring, are you reaching your vision? It's a small vision for the potential that we have. It's a small goal for the potential that we have. We want 2,000 people here in terms of every Sunday. The church must be overflowing Sunday after Sunday. Our children's church, 120. When COVID, before COVID reached us, our children's church had close to 400 children in it. A congregation on its own. You can see what we are working towards, where we are going. Last year, our visitors count for the year was 579 visitors. We want more visitors this year. How many of you visit us last year? Now you're staying. You're here at church. Just raise your hand. You came as a visitor. See all those hands going up. We have some goals we need to reach. I will shoot the lights out. I shared this with the leaders yesterday. But in shooting the lights out, the next stage is this. The Lord says to us that we must reach 10,000 souls. I know you wanted a shouting sermon this morning. I can't do shouting. My voice is gone. So these are the things that must excite you. Church is not just concerned about looking nice on a Sunday. We are concerned with what's happening in the world. Because in 2024, we did the count. We fed over 10,000 people. That is now from here at church to our outreaches, to the outreaches in the week, to the schools that we provide, food to and bread and all of those things, over 10,000 people. So 10,000 souls is but a small drop of what we can do. That means all of us, if each one of us can pray to the Lord for one person, Lord, show me who I must share the gospel. Show me who I must bring into the fold. Show me who I must bring as a soul. Our area of celebration for 2025 will be our 20th anniversary of Brakpan building. 20 years in this building. Come on, you can clap for that. The Lord has been good to us. We want to celebrate. You've seen us say where we want to celebrate. You've seen us say we want to go to the big top. So we want to go and have an amazing celebration. The people of God can make it happen. Each and every one of us are part of it. So we want to celebrate this year. Then the next one I put on in terms of shooting the lights out when it comes to the finances of the church. I said to myself, do I put a number? We just want to be debt free. You see, I heard a few amens. We want to be debt free. Because if it flows from the house, it reaches your house. If it starts in God's house, it goes to your business. And want you to jump all the way to non-negotiable actions, team. All the way to non-negotiable actions. Thank you. These guys are sharp, eh? We want you to love. We want you to be friendly. We want you to accept others, embrace them. We want you to care for your community. We want you to reach the lost. We want you to give. We want you here on Sundays. We want you here on Wednesdays in terms of our tribes. We want you at every major event of the church. Because according to the next slide that says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. 1 Corinthians 12 and 7, partnership is a profit for all. When you partner with the church, it clarifies our mission. It multiplies our impact and our effectiveness. It promotes the ministry of reconciliation to 10,000 souls. It bolsters our collective witness. Our partnership expectations for you and your family is this: we are to worship together. We are to make disciples together. We are to serve together. We are to give, to tithe, and to be generous together. This is a tithing church. I said to the leaders yesterday, all of us must tithe. All of us. If you don't like the message of tithing, then we will pray with you. Tithing is an important aspect of our Christian faith. We are all of us, every person that stands here and exhorts on tithing, we are all witnesses of what the tithe can do. We are to pray together. We are to live sacrificially together. We are to seek the unity of the faith together. The vision creates opportunities. The vision is the bedrock of opportunities. You partnering with the vision of the church means that we can do much better and greater for God. What makes you a partner is if you faithfully and periodically support the work of ministry here at Siloam through your financial contributions. Because when we look at what the vision is, and I made the whole sermon series about this about a few months ago, money provides for the needs of the local assembly. Money provides for the needs of the saints. Money provides for the needs of those called to minister. Money provides for the needs of the community beyond the local assembly. Vision must be supported. When you partner with us, there's a covenant you go into. And this covenant says, I will protect the unity of my church. You must be proud of your church. You must be proud of being at Siloam Brakpan. We protect the unity of the church by acting in love towards one another, by refusing to gossip. Every lying and gossiping tongue we send to the pit of hell right now in the name of Jesus. We follow the leaders. So firstly, you say, I will protect the unity of my church. The second thing we say is, I will share the responsibility of my church. How do I do that? By praying for its growth. By inviting the unchurched to attend. By warmly welcoming those who visit. So if somebody sits in the chair you sit in, you don't look at them and like, what do you want? Get out of my chair. If you know that this is somebody new, you embrace that person. We don't fight over chairs. We don't fight over pews. We don't fight over if I'm sitting close to pastor or bishop, you know, that's my seat. We don't do those things. We warmly welcome those who visit. Third thing you say is, I will serve the ministry of my church. By discovering my gifts and talents, by being equipped to serve my pastors, by developing a servant's heart. Yeah. I will serve the ministry of my church. We have people in our ministry, leaders, workers, and volunteers, that are people doing exceedingly well in their careers, but they have developed a servant's heart by saying, can I be of use in God's house? Each and every one of us must find a place to serve. Find a place to serve. Some of us will say, no, but it's that 200 and something plus is people's responsibility to serve. We all can serve. We will say then as well, I will support the testimony of my church. How do I do that? By attending faithfully, by living a godly life, by giving regularly. We support what we do. We support what the Lord is calling us to. We put our hands to the plow and we say, Lord, we are fit for the kingdom. We are fit to advance your purposes through the life of Siloam Brakpan. We are fit to support your purposes. We support the testimony of the church. We uphold the testimony of the church. That's why I said to our leaders and our volunteers, I said, share what you see we do. Share the devotionals, share the videos, share to people about your church to attract those that needs to come into the house of the Lord. We are called to do so. We are called to be what God has purposed for us to be. This morning, I close with this. Vision is the bedrock of opportunity. If you partner with us, if you become a partner in the vision that the Lord has set for Siloam Brakpan and all other of our campuses, the Lord will bring about the following things. There is a divine partnership that you will stand in, not just with your church, but with the Lord your God. A divine partnership with God's purpose, unlocking the opportunities for abundance, for growth, for transformation. Secondly, if you partner and you say that vision is the bedrock of opportunities, you are committing to planting yourself as a seed in fertile soil. Which means that you will see a yielding of the harvest of blessings in your life. You plant yourself as a seed in the kingdom work that the Lord is calling us to. Third thing that will happen if you believe that vision is the bedrock of opportunities, you will receive favor and breakthroughs. Favor and breakthrough. You will see your family flourish. Your dreams thrive. You will see yourself get into places and spaces the Lord has consecrated for you. When you see vision as an opportunity and the bedrock of it, you will declare that God is my source in all things. He's the source of my provision. He's the source of my livelihood. He's the source in everything that I believe him to be. He is the source of my hope and my joy. And we release him as the source over his church. When you believe that vision is the bedrock of opportunities, you step into miracles, signs, and wonders. In 2025, last week, I read a few things that's on there. The first few weeks, we also read a few things that's on there. I can say what Pastor Nigel said with some of the people speaking about just having families being restored and being healed and young people writing about university. The Lord will give us miracles, signs, and wonders. You know why? Because you are partnering with the vision. You are partnering with this church. You believe in what we do. And if you believe in what we do, you show up. You become accountable. You serve. You give. You help. You go into places and spaces to reach the 10,000 souls that the Lord has placed upon our hearts.